it does a pretty good business in this weather.
Yeah. Too high, I can't buy it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was asking you about a wagon. You know, right at the middle of a wagon wheel, you got the hub of it, you know, and then the spokes come out from that.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the outside edge of a wagon wheel, do you suppose? You'd say that was the...
I don't know. It's called a wagon wheel, I always call it.
You ever heard people talk about the rim of the wheel?
Yeah, that's what they call that.
Or do you have it on a wagon? Do you know what the traces are? Have you ever heard that word?
Yeah, they put a horse to it.
Mm-hmm. You traces. Know, the things that the traces come back to and attach to, you know, that little wooden block that kind of turns like that. Do you remember what that's called?
No, I don't.
Have you ever heard people call it a single tree?
Yeah.
And if you had two horses and each one of them had a single tree, they'd both be attached to.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard that called a double tree?
Yeah.
Have a single tree and a double tree?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that the man who had the mower that he could use for a plow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember farmers around here plowing with animals instead of tractors?
Yeah, a long time ago.
What kind of animals did they use?
Horses. Either horses or mule one.
Well, say if you had two of them together, what would you call that? You'd say you had a...
team.
Or was there any particular name for the type of plow that you used to break up the ground the first time?
Well, how you... You use a pair of horses. But generally you use one horse.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything called a turning plow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about, was there some kind of plow or something that they used to break up the ground real fine after they plowed it the first time?
Well, they generally break it up. And they just use this, something like a rake, but they're not a rake. I think like a cardinal. They drove it over that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they make their rows for the plant seeds in.
Did you ever hear any other name for those rows that the plows cut out?
Just rows, I don't know what they call.
What about furrows?
I don't think they call that.
Well, talking about something that'll break up the ground finer, did you ever hear a farmer talk about a harrow?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know what that was?
No, I think I just called that. I've got to talk about love off the ground, so I can call that.
I meant to ask you when you were talking about the wagon and the wheel and all that. You know that thing that the wagon wheels turn on?
Axle.
You mentioned when I was asking you about fire dogs. You mentioned horses, saw horses, those things that carpenters use.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen anything kind of like that, except it was shaped like this, kind of like an X,
mm-hmm.
and you could lean a log right in the center of that thing and saw it off?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what that was called? Can you remember if it had a name?
They call them saw horses. And they have the power places. They have them called horses, and they put their work clothes there, so it gets on fire quicker and burn better.
Mm-hmm.
Because air gets to it, you see.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And they use them in fireplaces, too.